Before we move on to Perek Gimel, I said last week that we really need to spend just a little time, it's not going to take long, a little time going to the shayrish of what we've just been learning, to understand where it's coming from, and the whole sugya of Torah Lishma in respect to this nekuda that we've been learning, that through Torah Lishma a person is able to have such an impact upon the rest of Knesset Yisrael, that every word of learning, when a person is sitting by himself someplace and learning, that Torah connects to the Shorish of Knesset Yisrael, and from there has an impact upon the health and Gashmius and the health and Ruchmius of the entire Jewish people and the entire world. The entire world. This is a concept that is discussed at great length in the Svarim HaKadoshim and is rooted very deeply in Chazal and in the Zohar HaKadosh. And it's important that we understand Rav Kook's world. And I could have chosen for this subject, we could have looked in 1,000 Maariv Mekayemes, but the most famous and in many ways the easiest to understand and the shortest is in Nefesh HaChayim, Perek Yud Aleph, Perek Chof Dalet, in the fourth shah. Nefesh HaChayim from Chaim V'Lozhin is Zeichet Tzadik V'Kosh L'Vachet. The fourth shah, which we've been Zeichet to learn, we're learning the beginning, we started learning our Satayr. The fourth shah is going to be a place we're going to be returning to throughout our Satayr. This was the milk that Rav Kook drank as a child. And the fourth shah, which deals entirely with this inyan of Torah Lishma, left a huge roshim on Rav Kook. And without learning Nefesh HaChayim and other svarim, but primarily Nefesh HaChayim, it's going to be hard for us to understand where Rav Kook is getting this from. It's all very beautiful. Where does it come from? So we're going to try to learn Perek Yud Aleph Mechadal quickly in a very, very superficial way. Obviously, we're talking about Nefesh HaChayim. Ga'in ha-ga'inim tzad gizat ha'ilam, Rav Chaim V'lozhin, the Vilna Gaon's greatest Talmud, and it's a very deep sefer, and there are many commentaries and explanations, but since our avodah here is just to try to understand on a very simple level where Rav Kook was coming from, we're not going to go into it, but Oimek, we're just going to try to go through quickly. L'zois, it says Perek Yud The ikachiyus, the life, the main source of life, ikachiyus, the oyrim and light, the kiyumam and existence, shel ha'olamos kulam, of all worlds, shel ha'olamos kulam, al nachayim, that they can be firmly established. Hurak kishanachnu oiskimba karoi. That the life and the light and the existence of all worlds should be firmly established, should be healthy and strong, all of existence. It's only if we're oisik and Torah karoi in the right way. She means lishma. It's only hurak kishanachnu oiskimba karoi. Oisik at Torah. Ki kutshibrichu baraisa v'yisrael. Kulachad, because Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people are one. And therefore, Shekal Echad Mi Yisrael, each and every Jew, Shekal Echad Mi Yisrael, Sheiresh Nishmasai Ha'el Yayna, the root of the neshama of each and every Jew, is Medubak V'Nechaz, is attached and clinging, Ba'ais Achas Mi'atar, to one letter of the Torah. Each and every neshama is rooted of the 600,000 base souls. We've all heard this before. Is rooted to one of the 600,000 Isis Hatayru. Vahoyu la'achadim mamish, and they are mamish one. And since Kudshe Brichu v'Raisiv Yisrael was kulachad Hashem, the Torah and the Jewish people are one. The ability of a Jew to be medubak, to be attached, and to be ne'echaz, and to cling to Kudshe Brichu, to Hashem, and to Knesset Yisrael, and to the Jewish people, is the Torah. V'hoi l'achad mamish, and they're mamish one. U'lekach amru b'breishis rabba. And so Chazal have taught us in the Medrash Rabba, that the thought that Hashem had of the Jewish people came before everything. Before the word Bereishis was ever uttered, before the first sparkle of light came out from the darkness, there was Yisrael. Shemachshavtem sheYisrael kadmo l'chol davar. The machshav of Yisrael kadma l'chol davar was before anything. The machshav, the thought of Yisrael. But then everybody remembers, but hold it. It says that the Torah is before everything. So Reb Chaim says, V'lei bo lachlik amash amush at Torah kadma l'chol davar. When Chazal revealed to us this truth, that machshavtem sheYisrael kadma l'chol davar, that the machshav of Yisrael, the machshava of Yisrael is before everything. That's not conflicting with what we were taught, that the Torah is before everything. But Chazal said that the Torah is before everything. So how could it be? So the answer, of course, is ki hakol echad b'sharsha, because it's the same. It's the same kudshe brichu. V'yraisa v'Yisrael kula chad. It's all one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is me'olam, whatever that means. We don't know how to speak. We don't speak about Hashem and His essence. God forbid, we don't know what that means. But v'yraisa v'Yisrael, how could it be? Which was first? The Torah says, what do you mean which? Hainu hach. The Torah is Yisrael. The Torah is Yisrael. It's not a book of laws and stories that we learn. That's how it is in its most external form. The Torah is Yisrael. And that's what Chazal meant when they taught us that every Yid has an ice in the Torah. That's what it means. It's one thing. Ki hakol echad b'sharshin, v'hi hi. It says in Pasuk, David HaMelech asked, Gal einai v'abita neflois mitar yisecha. Open my eyes, reveal to my eyes that I should see the wonders of your Torah. Gal einai. That has an elag boimer, right? Gal. Gal einai v'abita. Open, reveal to my eyes v'abita that I should be able to see neflois, wonders, mitar yisecha. The Tiferet Shlomo I've mentioned many times over the years. Reb Shlomo the Radomski says, Gal einai v'abita, help me see. Help me understand that when I see a Jew, that he's not happy, that he's not well, that he's not living up to who he could be, help me understand, nifla'ois, nafal'ois, that a letter of your Torah has fallen into disgrace. Gal einai v'abita nifla'ois mitarasecha, nafal'ois mitarasecha. Every Jew is a letter of Hashem's Torah. If a Jew is not doing well, it means there's a letter of Hashem's Torah that the incubus is not, is fading. Something is wrong. It's not connected. Something is wrong. Nafal ois mitarasecha. In the Sharish, the Torah in the Yid is one thing. It's one thing. And this goes back to what we were learning in the Sefer HaMitzvos in Chabura, that the first mitzvah of the whole Torah is puruvu, is to bring Yiddish and the Shamas into the world, right? To have children. The first mitzvah is Yidden. The first mitzvah is that there should be more Yidden. That's the first mitzvah of the Torah. And the final mitzvah of the Torah is what? The last mitzvah, 613, is to write a Sefer Torah. Haynu hach. The beginning and the end. No, Sefer Mitchilas and Tchilas and B'Sefer. From the beginning and the end, they're connected. The first mitzvah is Puruvu, means Yiddish and the Shamas. Bring down into the world Jews. Bring more Jews into the world. That's the first mitzvah. And the final mitzvah is the writing of a Sefer Torah, which has the oisis of the Jews. That's it. That's what it is. Hi-hi. Ka'kol echa b'shashman v'hi-hi. V'zeh sh'omru machshavton shel Yisrael. Chazal say the thought of Yisrael was before creation. K'may sh'amru Yisrael ala b'machshava. Chazal also say this in another way. Yisrael ala b'machshava. Yisrael, the Jewish people, ala b'machshava. They rose in Hashem's thought. Ratzalaymer, reishis ha'machshava. What that means is, it's the beginning kivyachal of Hashem's thought. Soid haru'usi ilah. It's the mystery of the highest will of Hashem. Ru'usi ilah, the rotzen ha'elyon, is the secret of Hashem's highest will. Jews. It's the secret of Hashem's highest rotzen. All of them achshav. K'mosha kosev b'zoyer, as it says in the Zohar last Shabbos, the Zohar v'yera, the Hoy Yisrael Solid Berusa the Kutchabrihu Adla Yivra Alma. That Yisrael was all the Berotsan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisrael Solid Berusa the Kutchabrihu. That Yisrael was Oila in the Rotsan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adla Yivra Alma, before the world was created. The Rotsan HaElyon. Vaharuusi Hi Reishis HaKol. And will and desire is the beginning. It comes before a thought takes form. There's a will, there's a rotzen. Keser is the highest thing. There's a will. So when Chazal tell us it's olav b'machshav, it means it's higher than anything of Hashem's intellect, whatever that means by Hashem's mind. It's olav b'machshav. Olav b'machshav is the rotzen. It's re'usa. It's the re'usa ilah, the highest rotzen of Hashem. Even when we say, what does it mean when we say kivyachal? You've heard that word before, no? A couple million times. What does it mean kivyachal? As if. In other words, when we say about Hashem, kivyachal, as if. That's a good translation. Any other ideas? So to speak, a lot of times we heard that when someone's translating in a book, it'll say, so to speak. In other words, I'm not saying, Mama, I can't use that. I'm only borrowing a certain concept, and it's as if, so to speak. You want to hear what the Chayza said about that? The Chayza says that a human being can't possibly understand the Rebbeinu Shalom. So what connection can a Jew have to Hashem? He's infinite, he's beyond our understanding. So he says, Kiv Yachal means Chav Beis to the 22 letters of the Torah, Yachal, a Jew can connect to Hashem. That's what it means. Chav Beis to the Isis, Yachal. It's a different, it's the same thing, but it's much, much deeper. It is, so to speak, as if, but it's telling us, a mahalach. Because whenever you say, so to speak, it means, like, just forget it. As if means, you know, don't get it. Kivyochel is very encouraging. Kivyochel is saying in a very positive way. Chav beis Yochel. That through the 22 letters of Torah, Yochel, Ayid can have a shaychus to the Hashem, can have a kesh at Hashem. Don't go away. Don't leave the program. Kivyochel. It still means we can't, of course, straight into Kutcha Brichu. Kutcha Brichu, Varais of Yisrael, as a kleinekeit. Kutcha Brichu, Varais of Yisrael. Olav Machshava, Ru'usa Ilah. When a Yid learns Torah, Ru'usa Ilah, a Jew who comes from the highest Ratz, and a Yid who is the physical embodiment of the 22 letters of the Torah, and each Jew is connected to the Isis of Torah, Neflois Nitaras Secha. Ru'usa Hiveshes Hakol, Elokus Gomer Kivyachal. The highest will of Hashem is the beginning of everything. Elokus gomer, it's Elokus mamish. Kivyachal. Me'olam is ein saif. Me'olam is ein saif. Comes from me'olam is ein saif. There's no end, no beginning. It's beyond anything we could comprehend. Kenizka shom pashas noyach. As it says in the Zohar Parshas Noach and Pekudei, and the Parsha Pekudei, Omer Reb Shimon, Irei Mischulu, Dekad Ve'usi Ilah, V'chol Inu Noharin Mirozu Demachshav Ilah, L'Sata Kulu Akron Ein Soif. Reb Shimon said, Reb Shimon, he lifted himself up, and he said, that when the Ratzon Ha'Elyon, and all of the iris that come from the secret, the side of the Machshava Ha'al Yoinava Vach Tachtoina Kulam, he says, it's all Ein Sof. Uba'agos Reb Chaim Vital, Zechon Levrachel, Beitz Chaim, Shai Gulam, Mishar Shtalshlus, Hesvirus. That's where we come from. And that's where the Torah comes from. The same place. Ein Sof, infinite. L'chein Amru, and that's the meaning of Chazal that Rashi brings at the beginning. L'chein Amru, gracious, is Bishvil HaTorah, Shnikus gracious. So Chazal say on the word gracious, the basis for the purpose of and the sake of the beginning, Bereishis, or like Biglal HaReishis, is Bereishis. Means b'shvil ha'tayrah that's called reishis, and Chazal say u'b'shvil Yisrael shnik reishis. That's the reishis, the ratzon ha'elyon, ein seif. That's where Jews come from, that's where Yisrael comes from, and that's where the Torah comes from. It's chad one. L'chein omer zechonu levracha. Therefore, the Gemara says ha'omer al ha'meis b'shas yitzias neshama. That when you're standing in the room together with the person at the time that his neshama leaves when he dies, chayev lekriya, yichayev teres kriya to tear. Halamah davadayma, the roya sefer Torah shenishas. Seeing, God forbid, a sefer Torah that's burned, that's being burned. This is also the connection between the first mitzvah and the last mitzvah. A Jew that's hurt is a sefer Torah being hurt. A Jew, God forbid, that's being burnt, or that leaves the world, even not in such a way, it's like a Sefer Torah Shenisa. It's like a Sefer Torah being taken from the world. Cholamad of Adoyma, to what can this be compared? Let's leroy a Sefer Torah Shenisa. She kedushas nishmas kol echem Yisrael, the kedusha of the neshama of each and every Jew, he kedushas Sefer Torah mamish. It's mamish, the kedusha of the Sefer Torah. How we treat each other, how to look at another Jew. L'chein, and therefore, me'ei sabriya, from the time of creation, Shahay Satar Gnuza Dain Mimikar Shah Shahanel Mikol Ilamisla Yainim. When the Torah was still hidden and concealed in its hidden source and root, higher than all worlds. Higher than all worlds, because the Torah and Israel are higher than all worlds. All the worlds, the Torah is higher and Israel is higher. Omirachaik levad he'ir l'chol ha'ilmis l'chayayisam l'kaimim. And from far away, from a distant place, like a star, millions of light years away, the Torah was shining into all worlds to give life and to sustain them, but from a faraway place. Lo nishtal shla atzmus ha'mamish lamata, but its atzmus, its essence, its atzmus, it did not yet, at the beginning of time, at the beginning of creation, it didn't yet descend into this physical world, l'zeh ha'olam, sheyasku bo kvutzei mata, that earth dwellers, physical human beings, should be Isaac in time. But instead it gave life to the world and all worlds from a distance. That light that was shining from the Torah, the primordial Torah, the Torah from before, that Torah which is Knesset Yisrael, was giving that for those 26 generations from the time of creation until Maimon HaSinai, to correspond to the name of Hashem, and to the Hodl Hashem Ki Tov Ki Le'olam Chasdei. Because during those generations, the world could only exist through absolute kindness. The world had no reason to exist without Torah, other than absolute kindness. So for those 26, we say the 26 Ki Le'olam Chasdei, because it was a chesed chinam. It was unearned kindness that Hashem allowed that light of the Torah and of Knesset Yisrael to shine into the world in a faint way, so that even before the Jewish people became the people of Torah by Maimon HaSinai, before we started to learn, there were trees and birds and there were things and people and civilization was being built. But it was just barely holding on to that little sliver of light that was coming through all of the darkness. But those days were days of Tohu. Alpayim, those 2,000 years of Tohu, of emptiness. Even though there was a world. Even though there was a world, the world existed. But Tohu, emptiness. The worlds, until the Torah was given, the worlds were weak. All worlds, not just this physical world, but the other worlds, the angels, everything. It was all shaky. It was all like on hold, standby. Everything was shaking. And at any moment it could all go out. It was just holding on through the kindness of Hashem Yisbarach, Ki Le'olam Chasdei. And the worlds were not yet standing on their true foundation. The worlds were not yet standing on their true foundation. Ukrom Rabbi Sin Zachon Levracha, Shnei Alofim Toyu. That's why Chazal referred to these 2,000 years until Avraham Avinu began to teach the 2,000 years of Tohu. And all of creation, this world and all the higher worlds, were like dangling and just barely holding on. Ad eis matan Torah. Till the time of matan Torah. Kiyadua. As we know, Mamaram Zechon Levracha. Everybody knows Chazal tell us. Yom Hashishi. Shehisna Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem made a condition. Imaisa Bereishis. Imakabim Yisrael. Yom Yom HaShishi. The sixth day is hinting to the sixth day of Sivan that's going to be in the future by Har Sinai. And Vayichu HaShemayim V'aretz V'chol Tzevaot, meaning that the entire creation is waiting for that big Yom HaShishi, the big sixth day. The sixth day of Sivan, Kabbalah Satorah, Maimon Har Sinai. Hashem made a condition. Imakalvin Yisrael, if the Jewish people are going to accept the Torah, and not just to accept it, but to sit and to learn it, then the world will have existence. If you imlav, and if not, then the world is going to be taken back, it's going to disappear, go back to Tohu Vavohu. There are only those 26 generations of welfare. After that, there's no more welfare. The program is finished. It's 26 generations, Kilo Elam Chazdai. Once the Torah would descend into the world, and it says, Galus began with Avram Avinu, once the Torah would descend into the world, and would be fully revealed by Maimon Har Sinai, the welfare program is done. You have to pay for your own health insurance. And you have to take care of your own doctors and take care of yourself. Big Daddy is not going to take care of you anymore for nothing. You have to pay for it. Many places of Chazal. And the Medrash Rabbah in Shir Shirim on the pasuk Dimisich Ra'ayosi. Hashem says such a thing about us. If it wouldn't say it in the pasuk, who would be afraid? Dimisich Ra'ayosi, the Petachasim says about the Kala that you resemble me. Dimisich Ra'ayosi. We're identical. We're twins. You have a few psukim in Shir Shirim. Yanasi tamasi ta'aymasi, my twin. Hashem says, we're identical. Kivyachal. We're identical. Dimisich Rayasi. Rabban and Amre, and in that pasuk, Chazal say, Rayasi da'aylami. The word Rayasi means a beloved friend, a companion. It also is from the word roya. A roya means a shepherd. Rayasi da'ilami. You are the one who is now responsible to watch my world, to be the shepherd, to guide the world. And that doesn't mean for us to go out and to teach classes to the world. It means for us, through our Torah mitzvahs, to be the ones who are going to guard the world. Because all of creation now depends on what? On Torah. Rabban Ami Rayasi Dailami Shekiblu Terasi. Only you receive my Torah. Rayasi Dailami. And therefore you are the ones who are keeping the world, who are guarding the world, who are watching the world. Our Raya is the shepherd feeds his flock. And the Jewish people through our Limud HaTorah are feeding each other, of course, first and foremost. We're feeding each other, and we're feeding the entire universe. This world and all other worlds. All the Malachim, everything that exists. Everything that exists is being fed and nurtured. That's what it means, Araya. Araya, like Moshe Rabbeinu is called the Raya Mehimna, the faithful shepherd. It doesn't just mean to lead, but it means to nurture and to care for and to love and to bring up. So Hashem Baruch is saying such a thing about us. Dimisich Rayasi, that I put you in charge. Rayasi Dailami Shekibl Terasi. Sheim like Kiblu Hayisi Machzeris Ailami Latayavavo. Because if not for that, if the Jewish people would not have received the Torah, would not be learning the Torah, the world would go back. The world would return to Tayyavavo, to nothing. But not the nothing of those 26 generations of Kila Lom Chazda, but the nothing mamish. Real nothing. Real nothing. Absolutely. Before there was anything. Zero. The Amr of Chizda B'Shem Rav Loza Ksiv, Nemoigim Eretz, Anoichi Tikanti Amudei HaSela, the earth is melting. Anochi tikanti amodesa, I prepared and I set up the pillars of creation. Ilula Yisrael Shomdul HaSinai, if the Jewish people would not have come to HaSinai and would not have received the Torah, Umi Bisei Sa'olam, what gave the world its foundation? In other words, what gives the world a leg to stand on, a pillar to support it? What is the site of all creation? The answer is Anoichi Tikanti Amada, Anoichi Hashem Lokecha, the Torah, which is Anoichi. Anoichi Hashem Lokecha. Bizchus Anoichi Hashem Lokecha, Tikanti Amada HaSela. That's how Hashem's Baruch gave the world the pillars upon which it can stand and grow. Through what? Anoichi. Anochi tikanti, through Anochi Hashem Lokecha, tikanti amudei hasela. The pillars, I prepared and I established the pillars of creation. That's Torah, Anochi Hashem Lokecha, tikanti amudei hasela. Umeoz, and from that time, shinishtal shlo v'yarda kivyachol mimkor shor shahanelam l'zeha oilam. From that time, the words here very much resemble what we learned in Tanya. From that time, shenistal shel v'yarda, that it was mistal shel descended level to the next level, to the next level, ein soif. And we also shenistal shel v'yarda kivyachol, that it descended, the Torah descended from that state of the Torah before creation. V'yarda kivyachol mimkor shor shehanelam, from its hidden root, from its hidden source. Chazal used that lashon. The Moshe Rabbeinu came and he pulled it down. He pulled the Torah down into the world. Hayrida la'aretz. It was above the world. It was before creation. And was drawn down into this world. B'Moshe Rabbeinu la'aretz. Kol chiyusam v'kiyumam shakol olamos. From that time and on, Kol chiyusam, all of the life, the kiyumam and existence, shall kol ha'olamos of all worlds, rak ayidei hevel pinu v'hegyaynenu ba. It's only through the breath of our mouths and uttering her holy words, through learning Torah. From that time, that's what it is. Kol chiyusam v'kiyumam shall kol ha'olamos. If we would have been told this, and if we would have felt this, if we would have understood this when we were children, we would have been more excited about learning, and we wouldn't have wasted so much time. But we're still wasting time and we know about it. So we have to try to think about it. The em is built yishum safek klal. And the truth is, without any doubt at all, shemahaya ha'olam kulay, that if in the entire world, mikotze ad ketzeh, from one end of the world to the other, if it would be chas v'shalom, ponui chas v'shalom, if it would be without any learning, God forbid, afrega achad mamish, if there would be one moment where there wasn't any Torah learning taking place anywhere in the world, for that one moment, God forbid, if that would ever be, that there would be a moment without somebody learning Torah. Meha esek v'hezbar, you don't have it? Oh. Meha esek v'hezbar in the shalona b'Torah, for our involvement, our hezbar, if there would be one moment where there isn't a Jew someplace, who's Isaac and his Boinen, who's thinking deeply about Torah. Kerega hayu nechravim kol olamos. In that instant, all worlds would be destroyed. They would have nothing to stand on. There'd be no root and source of their existence. That's how Hashem made them. Those are the pillars. Kerega hayu nechravim kol olamos. Al yonim zachtoinim. All higher worlds and lower worlds. Vayu l'efes v'tohu chas v'shalom become nothing. Tohu. V'chein shifas oirem v'mi'uto chas v'shalom. And therefore, since the day of Har Sinai, how much light there is in the world, or how much light is missing from the world, ha'kol rakifi'in v'raivis kenobad, all depends completely on how we're learning Torah. Whether there's a tsunami over there, or whether there's an earthquake over there, whether the sun is shining here, and so on and so forth. It's only kefi inyan v'roiv iskenu ba. That's the beginning of understanding what Torah is. V'chein onu mevarachim alav, and therefore we make the bracha for Torah. Birchas haTorah we say, Ashen Osan haTorah Semes, v'chaye olam nota b'seichenu. And the life of all worlds, nota b'seichenu, you have planted within us. Kinyin hanetia, like a plant. Shinetiyosa kedei la'aseis pri. You plant the tree so that it should bear fruit. Lahabis taiva, so people should be able to enjoy and to eat and to live. That's how we learn. That's what Rav Kook was saying, that when we're learning Ramashi, we're enriching, we're making wealthy Knesset Yisrael, and subsequently the entire world. Shinitiyazak de las is pri. Maharbeis taiva, to increase taiv. Kainim onumach zikim b'tayra kadosha, so too. If we support the Torah, and we learn Torah, b'chol kecheinu karoi, with all of our strength, in the right way, onu manchilin chaye ad, we are providing the world with all life. And we're pulling down into this world from that sherish of Torah that's before the world, that's above all worlds. We're pulling down from that light into this world. And therefore, depending upon how we draw that light down into this world, that's how the world will be illuminated in Gashmis and in Ruchnis, both physically and spiritually. Taisv is Kedusha, to add Kedusha to the world. Ubracha, for our Godel, b'chol olamos. And Bracha, and this great light, to all worlds. Zesh omer b'mishlei, that's what it says in the Mishlei Rabbah, mikol mishma netzor libecha. Guard and keep your hearts, protect them. Chazal says, "Shalei tivach midevei Torah." What does it mean to guard your life? Mikol mishma, more than anything that you have to protect, netzor libecha. Chazal says, "Shalei tivach midevei Torah." Don't run away from learning. Don't run away from learning from Torah. Why? So the pasuk ends, "Ki mimenu toitzar yischayim," because from Torah comes all life. A person feels that he's in yeshiva and he can't breathe and he has to run away from Torah in order to live, and he's running away from life. A person feels confined to a blad gemara, to a piece of Torah, and it's not, he feels it's not letting him live. Like the famous Jewish poet who sat in the Beis Medrash in the Volozhin, together at the same time with the Rav Kook, and he looked out, he said, he wrote in the famous poem, through the cowwebs that were on the window of the Beis Medrash, he looked out to the fields of Volozhin, and he was dreaming of life, meaning, get me out of here, I gotta get out of here. Well, he broke out, he got out, he went out. And only at the end of his life he was dreaming back to how to get back in, but he felt it was too late. He was in yeshiva, the other Rav Kook. And they remained friends. They were back in later on in Eretz Yisrael. he saw the dust on the windows and the cowards, and he saw outside that the world was brimming with life, and he felt inside, pulling off the shelf again the old Gemara and opening it up and starting again, and he just wanted to live. And many people feel that way. They felt that way then, they feel that way now. Can you imagine what boys are feeling at this moment? Oh, they didn't start yet. They're still hoping if everyone show up. maybe.
It's Friday.
Yeah, it's time tonight. The yeshiva world hasn't yet cleared the dust from their eyes, the sleep from their eyes. But at some point, let's say an hour from now, an hour or two from now, it's almost, yeshiva of the week will almost be over. Aye. Free at last, thank God Almighty. That's it. I'm out of here. I'm out of here. Not all. The Baruch Hashem, many thousands of Bachim that they're in love with learning, and when they go home, they spend every few minutes they have to open a sefer, Shabbos and so on. But many not. I don't know which numbers, we don't know. There's no way to figure that out, because you can't figure it out just by the boys, God forbid, who are going away from yeshiva or running, because we don't know. Some little sixth grader sitting over there, and nobody has any idea what's going on. And the parents are shaking their head, as they tell me all the time. I don't understand. He was getting 90s all the time in Gemara. I don't understand why he doesn't want to be from or something. I don't get it. He's getting like hundreds, 90s. I don't understand. So there are a lot of kids that are sitting in yeshivas here at Israel, in London, in Paris, wherever you're in the learning. They're sitting and thinking like Bialik thought that morning in yeshiva. How do I get out of this place? I love the Rosh Hashiva. I respect the Rosh Hashiva. He's a great person. I don't know what he's talking about. I got to get out of here. And outside, what will I find? I'll find life outside the yeshiva. Ever since the Torah was given on Harsinai, the Kol Nishma Netzar Libacha Shlei Tivach Midevei Torah Lama Kim Yemenu Torah Tzeschai. Don't run away from Torah, because from Torah comes all life. And therefore, a person has to know that if you don't feel life coming from the Torah that's being taught to you, then there are a few possibilities that you have to think about. It could be that your neshama doesn't connect to that teacher, to that rabbi. It could be. You have to spend the rest of your life looking for that. You can't run away from it. That could be. It could be that with you, that there's not a Kabbalah soul. You're not making enough of an effort. That your learning is very shallow, it's very superficial. Could be. It could be that you're not Isaac enough in the Chalik of Torah that is more connected to who you are. So the boy could be running away from yeshiva. The new Zman starts, and he came back from the summer, breathing out in the air and feeling that he's alive again, the little boy. And he comes back, and the Rebbe says, boys, this year we're going to be doing something very special. So the kid thinks, what could that possibly mean? He said, we're going to do Bav Metzia this year. Bav Metzia. I did that. That was the first Gemara I ever learned was Bav Metzia. I haven't yet recuperated from that experience. Or you could have a different kind of Rebbe. They're all beautiful. There's a different Rebbe. There was a Rav Segel. There was a famous Malamed, a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael. It was Nifta some years ago, and I saw in his sefer that brought stories about him that were unbelievably inspiring of what a Rebbe could be. Throughout the whole Ben Azman, which in Eretz Yisrael is really just 3 weeks. It's not the we have here in America, 10 weeks. By the time the kids get back to school, they don't know an aleph and a beis, and so they don't remember the thing. But Eretz Yisrael is 3 weeks. So the whole 3 weeks, it says in the Sefer that Rav Segel would go to the Kosel every day, cry his heart out, and his eyes were always red. And they asked him, what's wrong, what is it? So he said, so the whole time he was davening, that when the Nuzman begins in Elul, that we should be zayecha to learn Torah together in a good way with the boys. He taught children, not high school, he taught, I think maybe fifth, sixth grade, that the boys should be able to, I should be able to show them how beautiful the Torah is, and we should be able to grow together. That's what he was davening, the whole Ben Azman. And then he would come to yeshiva the first day, and before they would even open the Gemara, and he was very loved, he was very, very beloved. You see why? He would say to the boys, let's daven, that we should be zeicha to taste of the Torah, what it is, and to feel the Torah, and to feel Hashem in the Torah. And he would daven with them, and he would sing with them. And before this man started, it says that before Rish Chodesh Elul, they would see he was very, very nervous and anxious, nervous. He was walking around the whole time, worried, nervous, will I be able to be mashpia, the beauty of Torah to the boys, and so on. And you read in that little kuntras that's about him, that it has things that students said, Talmidim of his 20, 30, 40 years later, they remembered, and they spoke about him, how all of their Yiddishkeit and all of their Torah, and even though they went through different things and this and that, all of their Yiddishkeit went back to Rav Segal. A Rebbe would cry, Hol Ben Azmanim. You mean he wasn't surfing someplace? The Hol Ben Azmanim, what did the Rebbe have to do? The Hol Ben Azmanim, he's going to the Kozel, spending the whole day over there crying over us? Wow. No. It's hard to mistreat a Rebbe like that. It's hard to, like, you know, shoot spitballs in his class. Then he was on the level. Like, it could be like even the toughest kid, like, had a hard time, like, you know, being disrespectful. Even though it came natural, and in every other class it was fine. But by Rav Segal, it was not easy. It was not easy. That a child should feel when he comes to yeshiva, that my entire life comes from this Blat Gemara. My whole life comes from my connection to my Rebbe. My whole life and my existence is here. There's no place in the world that's better. There's no place in the world that's better than my yeshiva, than my chavrusa, my Rebbe. When the Satmar of Schusir Gehoni was in Eretz Yisrael after the war, so he met with the Chazon Ish Schusir Gehoni. There must have been something. And the Satmar of Kedarka Bakaydish was crying. He said the Rambam, he says to the Chazon Ish, that the Rambam tells us that if you're living in a place that's filled with all kinds of Rishayim, all kinds of Tumah and so on, that you have to run away, even if it means to go live by yourself in a cave. The Rambam says that. You have to go away from the world, go away from civilization. If they're pulling the Rishayim and the Avodah and whatever, you have to go and live by yourself, even in the Midbar. The Rambam says in the Midbar. You have to live in the desert. So Satmarov Lishitasai. So he has Chazon Ish. So here in Eretz Yisrael, in our land, in Eretz Yisrael, it's like Tumah, all the Tumah that's here, and all the crazy things that are here. So what's going to be? We have to run away to the desert. That's what he wanted to make in Monroe, right? Mm-hmm. You have to run away. So Chazon Ish said to him, we are running away to the yeshiva. The yeshivas are the midbar of our generation, he said. The yeshiva is the place, is the cave where a Jew goes, is the Tevas Mayach. That's what the yeshiva. That means that's the place where you could live. That's what it's supposed to be. If the yeshiva doesn't give the child that feeling, that this is a place where I live, that this is a place where I'm dying, something is wrong. Could be something's wrong with the child, or the yeshiva, whatever it is, something is wrong. If you and I don't feel when we hear a Dvar Torah, it could be the simplest Dvar Torah. If we don't feel from that achias, it means there's something wrong with us. If you say that Rashi doesn't do it for me, something's wrong. Something's wrong. Ki mimenu tetzai ischai. You say the Gemara doesn't. The Gemara is not for me. Something is wrong. There's nothing wrong with the Gemara. Maybe we should try a different mesechta. Of course, you have to try everything. But ki mimenu tetzai ischai. That's what it means. Shalei tivach, mikol mishman tzar libecha, shalei tivach midivrei Torah, lama, ki mimenu tetzai ischai. It's a certain pasuk. Mikol mishman tzar libecha. More than anything in your life that's precious to you, guard your heart, which means the Torah. Ki mimenu tetzai ischai. Because all life is from the Torah. L'lam decha, shemidivrei Torah, yoytzen chayim la'olam. Not only your life comes from the Torah. Not only your life comes from the Torah, but that Shemidivrei Torah Yoytzen Chaim La'olam, from the Torah that you're learning and that other Jews are learning, all life of all worlds comes. For all worlds, not just your life. All worlds come from the Torah. Shemidivrei Torah Yoytzen Chaim La'olam. Life goes out. And life is infused into all creation from our Torah. Well, we'll finish the package next. Good Shabbos.